Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Control of Congress is still up in the air, but some candidates are celebrating after yesterday's midterms. President Biden congratulated a number of Democrats who won their races. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the party did better than many analysts had predicted.
President Biden posted a photo of himself on Twitter, happily congratulating some of the Democratic winners. Even though it's still too early to determine which party will take control of Congress, Democrats were able to flip Pennsylvania's open Senate seat. Ballots are still being counted in Senate races in Nevada, Wisconsin, and Arizona. In Georgia, Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker have yet to surpass the 50% threshold to win the seat. If that remains the case, the two candidates will head to a runoff election in December. On the House side, Virginia Democratic incumbents Jennifer Wexton and Abigail Spanberger won the state's 10th and 7th congressional districts. But the newly redrawn 2nd district is changing to Republican. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
And in Ohio, J.D. Vance won the U.S. Senate race, replacing retiring GOP Senator Rob Portman. NPR's Barbara Sprunt has more.
Republican leaders view the Ohio race as essential in their bid to take control of the Senate. Although Vance was not originally considered the conservative favorite in the race, his fortunes changed when former President Donald Trump endorsed him. The Senate Leadership Fund went on to contribute nearly $30 million to boost his prospects. After the results came in, Vance's opponent, Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan, talked about the importance of conceding.
Because the way this country operates is that when you lose an election, you concede.
Currently, the Senate is split 50-50. Control of the Senate was expected to be decided by Ohio and a handful of other states whose results are still pending. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
As the COP27 UN climate conference continues in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, U.S. Presidential Special Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, says the goal of limiting global temperature increase to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels is achievable.
We can only achieve the goal we have set, enshrined in the Paris Agreement, reaffirmed in Glasgow, and now on the table here in COP27. We can only achieve that goal if we urgently and dramatically reduce our emissions.
And he says companies are involved in plans to buy carbon credits to support countries switching away from coal. Wall Street is trading lower at this hour. The Dow is down 281 points. The Nasdaq is down 124. The S&P 500 is down 33 points. Both the Nasdaq and S&P 500, or the Dow and S&P 500, down about 0.8%. This is NPR. Facebook parent company Meta says it's laying off 11,000 employees, about 13% of its staff. This is the company faces a slew of challenges to its core business. Meta stock is down about 71% this year. North Korea test-fired a short-range missile that was detected by both South Korea and Japan. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that last week, North Korea launched a record 33 missiles in protest against U.S. and South Korean military drills.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile was fired from South Pyongan province and flew over the country eastward into the sea. They added that the missile flew a distance of about 180 miles, reaching a maximum altitude of 18 miles. North Korea says its recent drills have simulated hitting targets in South Korea with short-range missiles capable of carrying tactical nuclear warheads. South Korea's intelligence agency predicted North Korea could also conduct a 7th nuclear test ahead of U.S. midterm elections, but that hasn't happened. Seoul and Washington have promised an unprecedented response to such a test without going into detail. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Tropical storm warnings have been issued for parts of Florida's east coast and the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina as Tropical Storm Nicole heads toward the area. The National Hurricane Center says the storm has maximum sustained winds of 70 miles an hour, just shy of hurricane status, and is expected to get stronger as it approaches Florida. Mortgage rates fell ever so slightly this week. The Mortgage Bankers Association says rates on the 30-year note are down to 7.06%, down from 7.16% a week ago. This is NPR News.